Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 FinTech Meetup here in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have in the studio lounge, Mr. John Wilson. You are the academic director at MS FinTech, or UConn.
University of Connecticut. Yes. Yeah, we're not just a basketball school.
I know. Well, you guys are pretty good at that.
We are. Yeah, yeah. So we about 3 years ago, decided that FinTech, both FinTech, InsurTech, RegTech, any of those techs were in dire need of talent. And the question was really, do we create tracks in our MBA program,
yeah,
or was this big enough to develop a full-fledged master's program?
Okay.
And we have good success at building specialized master's programs in the School of Business. And so we endeavored to build a MS FinTech program, and it launched in person in our Hartford and Stanford campuses this past fall.
So somebody can get a master's degree in FinTech? Is that pretty much it?
Or? That is exactly it.
A master's degree
in FinTech. It's evenly balanced between the tech and the fin, if you will. So students will learn how to code, they'll learn about blockchain, crypto, artificial intelligence, machine learning. That's all on the tech side.
Right.
On the business side, we have a foundations of FinTech where they'll learn what the various platforms are,
banking,
payments, things of that nature. They will learn about FinTech economics and business models, mm-hmm, and how companies get funding and what funding looks,
mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm,
capital markets, money flow, and then also algorithmic trading and high-frequency trading. They'll learn how to code these things, that's just in the core curriculum.
Yeah.
From there, the students can choose whether they want to go down more of an InsurTech track, a FinTech track.
Okay.
We're developing
a
cyber track, a MedTech track, or a RegTech track. And we're working with a variety of different schools and institutions within the University of Connecticut to give them those opportunities so that when they come to a place like this, you know, when you see all these companies, these startups in particular, they're all doing different things, mm-hmm, to try to reduce friction in all of financial services, not just banking. And students can pick which track that they're interested
that's
in.
That's awesome. And then once they get the degree, obviously that ups their value to get recruited by a fintech or a bank or a credit union.
It does, and we're really trying to do some innovative things there. You won't typically see a university at a fintech or an insurtech conference.
I'm blown away by that.
We're at every big fintech conference, Money 2020, FinTech Meetup, Finovate. We'll also be at all the big insurtech conferences. We are sponsoring several of the conferences, which you never see a university do. And so far, the conferences themselves have been incredibly helpful in facilitating us bringing students to the conference and immersing them into what this ecosystem is about, so that they get it out of their mind, you know, that the only way I'm going to be successful is to go with Google or Amazon or, you know, one of the larger fintech players.
So I'm assuming this, for the would-be students out there, is this an online thing, or do you have to go to the physical campus, or both?
It's going to be both. Right now, it's the physical campuses.
Okay.
You know, we're well situated in Hartford, obviously. That's a big insurance ecosystem and InsurTech. Stanford, we're in the shadow of New York City, and we have all the hedge funds. A lot of crypto firms are there. But we are also launching a parallel online asynchronous program starting this August. It's being developed as we speak. And they can either choose to go through a grad cert program just to sort of dip their toe into it, or the full-on master's program. Now, the nice thing with the grad cert
program is...
Ladies
and gentlemen, keynote start in 15 minutes. Please make your way to the Mariposa Ballroom.
Thank you. All right, go ahead, John.
The nice thing about the grad cert program, it allows them to dip their toe into the, you know, the overall program. And should they successfully complete it and decide they want to go on further, it applies directly into their master's degree.
So it's
not waste of time, waste of energy.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What a great idea. I never knew there was, I mean, okay,
we're
I don't get out much, but
there's a handful.
Cool.
When we started our due diligence, Oxford University over in England had launched one. Since we've launched, Duke has just launched one. Wake Forest has launched one. And look, you know, a lot of people are like, well, you don't want them to be launching programs. And actually we do, because
generates more interest.
It generates, it's not about getting a bigger piece of the pie, it's making the pie bigger. And so to that end, I've actually worked with my contemporaries in those various institutions to talk about things that we've learned, things that they've learned.
Yeah.
And we're really trying to bring young talent into an ecosystem that they normally wouldn't consider.
Right. It's exciting too, it's an exciting,
fun.
I mean, if you're not excited about this conference and what's going on here fintech-wise, then
it's,
I don't think you have a pulse.
It's a lot of energy.
Yeah, it's a lot of good stuff here. So good. And I'm surprised like maybe Stanford would do something like this since their location to Silicon Valley or Cal Berkeley or somebody like that.
I think it's really difficult to build a master's program. We were fortunate that we had two schools in the School of Business, two departments in the School of Business that we were able to get it put together pretty quickly. We stood it up in about 18 months, but normally it's about a 5-year endeavor, a lot of approval processes.
Yeah.
And I think what many of those types of universities are doing is they've decided to put it into their MBA program with 3 or 4 courses, which is fine.
Yeah.
But we felt, given our location in particular with Hartford and New York, that it was more prudent for us to just build out a full master's program. And again, there's other institutions that are starting to do this, so there's value in it.
And so you guys are you just kicking this off, or what's
we're in our second semester with about 40 students on our two campuses. The fall registration period has opened up recently, and I think it lasts. Count, I've done about 55 admissions, and we have over 120 active applications. So word's getting out, and people are taking advantage of it. And we literally just launched the marketing for our online program, that we haven't even seen any kind of streaming for our online
programs.
Well,
that's gonna explode, I bet.
We hope so.
I bet so.
The dean hopes so.
no doubt. And the other thing I'm thinking about is the curriculum, because of the fintech landscape changes so fast. Mm-hmm. So keeping up with that is just a task in itself, I would imagine, right?
It is, and it's part of the reason that we're at all these conferences, because in addition to selling out the program and trying to bring in students, bring in partner companies that want to offer internships, experiential opportunities, this is also a great place to see what is trending and maybe what's waning a little bit, what new technologies or technology applications of existing technologies are occurring, and then we can adjust the curriculum. And one of the things, a lot of master's programs are 30 hours. We made ours 36 with a heavier concentration of electives, and that's where we can introduce these new technologies as they emerge, and then if we see stickiness, we'll make a determination should they come into the core curriculum.
Ah, that's wonderful. All right, so my next question for you is, where do you see this going in 5 to 10 years? Because obviously it's going to evolve. I mean, it's not even going to look the same in 5 years that it does today. So
this is our fifth specialized master's. I've been teaching in our master's in business analytics, which is now 11 years old, over 2,000 alums and over 450 current students. The program today is very different than the program 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Python, for example, that hadn't really even emerged when we started this program.
Yeah.
Artificial intelligence and deep learning, to the extent we see it now, that was a fantasy back then.
Mm-hmm.
But we've adjusted our curriculum to go up with those technologies as those technologies have emerged.
Yeah.
And with having the flexibility in our elective area with the 15 hours, we'll be able to react quickly and bring courses up to speed quickly.
And bring in, I'm assuming you bring in like expert speakers and things like that that are in the in the industry.
Yeah, on my team, we have a bunch of specialists on the team. So we have a gal, Caitlin Speaker, who is in charge of our national recruiting. Larissa Burke, who's in charge of our student services, she's creating speaker series.
Awesome.
Where students can really hear from those people that are doing it. We have Megan Hanrahan, who's been with the university 18 years, who oversees all the administrative aspects of the specialized masters.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us have that mindset of we need to be nimble, we need to react quickly, we need to be innovative in how we build the program and how we go forward with the program. The finance department, the OPI department, the chairs have been completely rowing in the same direction, right up to our dean, our provost, and our president. So we have an awful lot of buy-in from the right people with a lot of intelligence, a lot of creative ideas, and a lot of can-do attitude, and we'll start with yes and we'll figure it out.
Yeah, you guys have to mirror the industry.
That's exactly what we're doing. It's a startup.
We've
created a startup.
That's cool. Last question for you, and I'll let you get going here. Where can folks find out more information about this?
UConn MS FinTech.
Okay.
I should remember, I think it's business.ms.uconn.fintech.uconn.
We'll find it.
Yeah, but
I'll talk to Sabina.
If you Google UConn MS FinTech, you will see information both on the MS program as well as the Grad Cert program, our curriculum, all of our supportive services for students, including experiential learning, international personal experiences. It's all right there at the website.
Right on. Well, we'll put that link in the show notes and get people to it and check it out. If they have any questions, give you guys a call and hopefully sign up, especially for the online program.
I hope so. I hope so. Appreciate it.
All right, John. Thank you so much. Well done.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.